Welcome to When They Popped. Let's rewind to a simpler time together and dive deep into the music, movement, and mania behind our favorite Y2K celebrities and trends. Hosted by Kelsey and Mary, it's time for another episode of When They Popped.
Hello, and welcome to When They Popped. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Mary.
Okay, so everybody, we're going to dive right in. Welcome to Kelsey and my Super Bowl.
I've said that a few times, but I think I really mean it this time. The Backstreet Boys track list for the fan-selected 30 for 30 anniversary concert in Cancun was released last week.
And just in case you don't know, that's 30 songs in honor of their 30th anniversary.
And in case you need a little refresher and haven't been following because you're a normal person with a life and you know other stuff going on.
Hobbies that aren't stalking Backstreet Boys.
Right. There are three concerts happening at the BSB fan event in Cancun in March.
Wait, isn't it in April?
In April.
I'm like, I booked off the wrong days for me.
Oh my God. So one night we get a replica of the DNA tour concert. If you don't know, or you didn't get to go, DNA is basically an incredible encapsulation of the boys' best hits. You could take almost any person, I swear by this, to that show, and they would know like at least 80% of those songs because they're all the radio smashes. And that's why DNA is so special, because it gives us all the classics. But obviously, us stans are a little greedy and are always asking for more. And we love the radio hits, but we need some of these deep cuts.
So this fandom keeps calling DNA the tour that never ends because it's been several years. Like, I got engaged pre-pandemic during a DNA concert. I've since gotten married and celebrated my second wedding anniversary. Saw DNA again. Like, now I'm about to say for the third time, it's just this tour never ends. But I'm grateful because, as you said, Mary, it's like the perfect set list. Like, that is everything that I would want to hear if I had to hand select myself.
Yes, DNA is a gift. I love DNA. People hate on it, I think. I think it's just because, like you said, we're kind of fatigued with it. But I would go to that show over and over again and be like the happiest little clam. But I said there were three concerts. The second night is Jason Derulo, but he does not factor into this equation. I just don't want you to think.
We can't understand. Like,
yes. I just wanted to make sure that the math was mathing. So that's the second night. And then the final night, we get that fan-selected concert. And as I said, just last week, Team BSB released the track options for us to vote for. Each attendee gets 30 votes. And there was a whole plethora of songs on that list. And let me tell you, some of these tracks I was expecting. Some of them I rolled my eyes at. Some of them I was not expecting. Also, like, there were some missing.
Also, there were so many songs that I didn't even know. And I felt like a bad fan.
No, I refuse to believe that because I know we are incredible fans and I just feel like some of these are like B-side European release songs and like never gone on release tracks. That's what I got the sense of a lot of those extra songs were. But I went through and I listened to them all before making my selections. So in the ensuing week or so, there's been a lot of chatter on Twitter from the fandom debating what tracks should make the cut. And I honestly love seeing other people's like lists. I truly don't think there's a wrong answer. And I just, again, I'm inspired. I see a lot of different range and variation in other people's tastes. However, I did just say I don't think there is a wrong answer, but I take that back. There is 100,000,000,000% a wrong answer. And I think, I hope it's one that we have all agreed upon as a fandom.
You tell them, Mary. What's your number one wrong answer?
When making your vote. If you didn't go, you need to Google the DNA set list if you don't have it completely memorized like myself, because anything on that set list we do not need to include in this fan 30 for 30 show because we're going to get it already with the DNA concert. This is for the songs we don't get to see on DNA. Besides that one caveat, I think everything is fair game and I want everybody to fight to the death for their favorites, but because it's for us, it's for the fans. It's the deranged and delulu individuals paying $4,000 to be there for a weekend. Go crazy.
Yes. My husband listens to this.
Mike, it was $500 for the weekend.
$500. Did you hear that?
Mike.
I'm just kidding. I make my own money and I get to spend it however I want. And this is how I'm spending it.
Amen, sister. But what do you think? Like, that's a rule, right?
I agree. That's the rule. And that's the rules by which we are playing. So, I mean, I'm with you. I was so surprised by the set list that they're letting us pick from. Some songs that I've only seen while watching blurry-ass YouTube videos, the ones that I'm sure you watched to listen to the songs from, like, their European tours. A few of those being Every Time I Close My Eyes. Roll With It. And Just to Be Close to You. Just to be close, it's the only thing that I wanna do. Ooh. These songs are like urban legend BSB to us American girlies because they're from their first album, which wasn't released in the United States. We got Backstreet's Back, which was a culmination of the best tracks from this first album and some new stuff. So I think it's very cool to see them honoring their true beginnings 30 years ago and these first songs that we in the States may not be as familiar with. And also, like, it's a true global event, which I think is very cool. And you know what other gem they included? I Want It That Way, No Goodbyes version, aka the version with the lyrics that actually make sense. No goodbyes, ain't nothing but a party. No lies, ain't nothing but a mistake. If you've listened to our Max Martin episode, you know that I Want It That Way has two versions, and the one we all know and love doesn't make sense because it was written by the magical lyrical musical genius that is Max Martin, who is Swedish. And when the Backstreet Boys had to choose between the one that makes grammatical sense and the one that didn't, everyone agreed that the one that didn't make sense that Max wrote was the better one. So anywho, here's what's going to happen. Mary and I have gone through this list of available songs for the 30 for 30 concert, and we have each picked our top 10. We do not know what the other person picked. So we are going to reveal our top picks and compare and contrast and probably fight a little bit if we don't agree on the same ones. We're not going to go through all 30 of our picks because if we did, we'd be stuck here in our closets for literally 17 hours to do that.
And just in case, we have a couple of repeats because, you know, there's a chance. There's a chance. I would be appalled if there wasn't. I know one song, 100%. That is on both of our lists. I would put my life on it. But we each selected an honorable mention or two to keep it interesting. And basically, the standard is these are our top 10 songs that we would riot and or walk home from Cancun that very night if they are not performed at the 30 for 30 concert. Pretty high standard, but that's okay because we're Delulu and delightful.
Wait, Mary, do you think that they're going to tell us the set list before or it's just going to be a surprise?
It's going to be a surprise.
I'm going to walk into the ocean if they don't play some of these songs.
Right. So, Kelsey, hit me with your number 10.
And as always, before we jump into our episode, quick disclaimer that we do not own or claim to own the rights to the songs or performances in this episode. The purpose of these clips is for commentary and critique. Okay, I just want to preface this by saying that as Delulu as I normally am, I felt extra Delulu making this list. And some of my selections even surprised me a little bit. Number 10, it's from Black and Blue. Ooh. It's The Answer to Our Lives. Hear me out. It's upbeat. It's fun. I can see some like old school fun choreo to this. Howie gets a solo. Ooh. Everybody gets a little bit of something.
Didn't they all write on this too? I'm pretty sure the boys are the only writers on this song, which makes it more special.
Yes, all of them listed on here. It's not, you know, a Max Martin bop, but I think it's a special one.
I would be happy if they played that song on the 30 for 30. It's upbeat and poppy and happy and like easy to sing along to. That's a great pick.
We got to mix the ballads and the deep cuts with some fun ones, you know? We're going to be standing in the sand at an outdoor venue, you know?
Right.
Like, we have to bring the Big Pit energy. And the best way to do that is to have Big Pit energy songs. And to me, the answer to our life is a Big Pit energy song.
Oh, yeah. We'll turn up to that shit. No doubt.
Okay. Mary, what's I your love number 10?
Okay. So my playlist starts and finishes with oldies. So I'm just going to preface with that. And I decided to play with Kelsey a little bit and put her on the spot. I wanted to do a little clip from each song, like a lyric, and see if Kelsey could figure out what it was. This one's a little bit harder. It's an oldie. It's a B-side.
Can you sing it?
Can I sing it? No. Trust me, I'm doing you a favor. Okay, so here we go. I hear you saying that you think that we should wait, and I can't hold on anymore. My body's calling for you, so please don't hesitate. No. And then we get a little, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We'll be boys.
Yes.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys. Yes. Okay. Tell me that whoa, whoa isn't a freaking earworm. I have that like running through my brain on like a circus loop, like when I'm supposed to be reading a contract or something. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But this is one of these. I remember having that vivid video footage of, I think it was in the Show Much You Made Of documentary, and they're in like a gymnasium floor doing like butt scoots.
Yes.
You know that one? Yes. And like, don't come for me. This message I know is like antiquated and kind of backwards. Like, boys will be boys. That's like an excuse for boy behavior. But this song is just a perfect dose of like catchy nostalgia.
Great selection. I think that's so fun. And yeah, I feel like that was one of their first bops. Like, they got to do an ode to the beginning.
It's not Max, but it's that 90s like throbbing beat.
I feel like all their early stuff is super like R&B, like hip hop inspired.
Also of note, Brian is definitely like the lead singer on this song, and he sounds good.
I do have concerns about Brian's voice because so many of these like old songs, he is so prevalent. And like, to me, he quarterbacks so many of the songs I love. So I do hope that he's getting some good vocal rest.
Oh, gosh. Prayers. Prayers.
Prayers.
Okay, so off to a good start.
I love that we picked different ones. And
I know.
Boys Will Be Boys isn't anywhere on my list. I'm guessing Answer to Our Life isn't on your list. So it's cool that we also have some variants.
But I will say Answer to My Life was on my 30 vote. So yes.
Good.
Yes. All right. Let's hear what you got next.
Okay, number 9. I surprised myself on this one because I'm like you. I am big into the oldies. So when I ventured out of Millennium, Black and Blue, Backstreet's Back, I was kind of surprised with myself. This one is from Never Gone. Cause I just want you to know. I just want you to know. Upbeat, Max Martin beat. I want a mosh pit to this song. Like, imagine us all sweaty and moshing in the sand about how we've been fighting to let you go.
Oh, my God. So, can I jump in?
Yes, please.
So, this is tied with number 3 on my list. I have a tie. So, I technically have 11 because I don't follow the rules. But this is tied for number 3 on my list. And, like, can I explain why? So, I've gone to 4 Nick Carter freaking concerts this far. And Nick performs Just Want You to Know at his shows. And for some reason, in my brain, I equated that with, like, hearing it at DNA. Obviously, the math isn't mathing. I'm losing it. But I just was not willing to reconstruct my meticulous list when I realized I didn't put Just Want You to Know on it. And you are so right, Kelsey. Like, I can just imagine the crowd jamming the F out to this. And like you said, this is a Max Martin genius production. But we have to remember, the man's roots are in rock. So it makes sense that this is this perfect marriage of pop catchy melody almost, with Max Martin coming through with those rock roots.
It honestly reminds me of like a Kelly Clarkson song. Like Kelly Clarkson could totally sing this.
Oh my God. It's like very Since You've Been Gone-y. I totally agree. Just Nick for me on this song. And I'm going to say this a few times. I'm so sorry if people don't hear what I'm hearing. But like his voice, like that nights that never end. And then there's nights that like you said, that is the Nick, like, perfect rasp.
Yes.
It gives me chills, but I wholeheartedly agree with this selection.
Oh, I'm so glad our first overlap. Look at that.
I told you. It's going to be more overlap than we think. Maybe, maybe not.
Mary, lay on me your number 9.
Kelsey, I'm going to hit it to you with a lyric. I think you'll know this one. I know you'll know this one. It's probably on your list.
Oh my God, what if I don't?
I let you down. Baby, take me in or just take me out. I'm already dead. I already said, I'm sorry. You say I let you down. Baby, take me in or just take me out. I'm already dead. I already said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm already dead. I already said I'm sorry. Is that Panic?
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't believe I got that.
You know your shit. Come on. This is from our 2007 Unbreakable album. The boys wrote on this track, which makes this catchy bop even more special to me. And I feel like this song portrays like that like panicky moment in a relationship where it's like, are we in or are we out? Are we doing this or are we not? Like,
no, stop and go.
Yes. And the melody is like super fran. Like, I just feel like it goes well. It's super cohesive on Unbreakable. And this was their first album without Max Martin. So not too shabs when you first venture away from the king of Y2K pop.
And Kevin, right?
No Kevin either. What do you think of this song, Kels?
I love Panic. So that one, it did not make my top 10, but it is in my top 30.
It's a good one. I never saw the Unbreakable tour, so it would be really cool to me to see this one live.
It's so like mid-2010s. Like it just makes me feel like I need to put like a Kesha feather in my hair.
Go, stop and go.
I can hear like that da-na-na-na, like the little beat.
Yes!
I also like the page where he's like, when I see you around. When I see you around. Oh my God, it scratches my brain.
What does Kelsey have next?
Okay, Kelsey has a Black and Blue track next. At number 8, I have Not For Me, Babe. Ooh. No, no. It's dark. God. It's edgy. It's about adultery. I would die to see their choreo to this. Like, are they going to give us like a little finger wag? Like, the opportunities are endless.
Howie Giroux gives a great finger wag. I will. Oh my God. This is a great song. I heavily considered the song. It made my top 30 without a doubt. Is that Max Martin?
No, so this is Andreas Carlson, who we follow on Instagram, and
he's
doesn't look like he's aged a day.
No, he is from the Max Martin School of Pop, though. So it makes sense. I remember this song from seeing the Black and Blue videos, and like they're in their like trench coats. The song, I just picture the long black trench coats.
Yes, The Matrix. I've never seen
it,
but everyone associates long trench coats with that movie. Okay, Mary, who was your number 8?
Okay, are you ready for another lyric, Kelsey?
Oh, I don't know.
So every day I try a little harder to forget her. Lie here, convince myself tomorrow will be better. So every day I try a little harder to forget her. Lie here,
convince myself tomorrow will be better. Can I get a little more?
Well, the next line's the chorus. The only trouble is I can't get her out. You know this song?
The trouble is I can't get her out of my head.
Yes. The trouble is I can't get her out of my mind when I close my eyes at night.
Oh, good one. Trouble Is, dot, dot, dot. Isn't that the name of the
song? Yes. Trouble Is. It's produced by John Shanks. Wow. This is a John Shanks song. We love him on this pod. I will say the final pre-chorus bridge, it's Nick and AJ, very heavy. And it's just like a really memorable part for me. And then we get that Nick rasped. He's like that, oh, only trouble is. I'll be fine. It's just so, if you're a Nick girly, go listen to that track. But another great cohesive song on Unbreakable. And I would love to see this.
I'm with you. That would be a good one. I feel like that would be like a good like hand waving song.
Oh, yeah. We could do like the back and forth, like put your lighters in the air, your cell phones. Yeah. So I'm a little rogue, but a personal favorite of mine.
We're really doing all the deep cuts, aren't we?
Well, it's 30 for 30, Kels.
Damn.
All right. Let's hear your next one.
Okay. Number 7 for me is from This Is Us. Again, surprised me. I know. Straight through my heart. Okay. Straight through my heart. Listen, I feel like a traitor because Kevin is nowhere to be found on this album. I tried really hard to avoid the albums in which he was absent, but I love this song because it's dancey. I thought it would be so fun. Howie, again, gets a solo. We love that for him. It's his trip too, you know. Red One produced this one. I just think it's so fun.
Hey, if you're going to pick any songs from This Is Us, I like Straight Through My Heart and If I Knew Then. I don't mind If I Knew Then. It's better than Masquerade. It's a masquerade,
a love parade. That album had a tough time, but this song was a gem, I believe.
When was This Is Us out? Like the 2010s, 2013?
It was like trying to be Cobra Starship.
Yeah, you could tell they were trying to like, you know, adjust with the music, and I appreciate that effort.
Mary hates it.
I like that song, though. I do like that song. And I would be fine with hearing it.
Isn't this funny? It's like, and my shirt is turning red and a voice
in my ear.
She wants me, me tonight.
I mean, I like it. I do like it. I do think it made my 30s. So at least we're still rocking on rolling on this one. Okay. But I'm going to break the trend here because this one is not going to be on your 30. I say that fairly confidently, but this is a special song for me for whatever reason, no logical reason. My next one is My Beautiful Woman from Never Gone. And I was supposed to read a fucking lyric and I forgot.
My beautiful woman.
I don't know why I have the relationship with this song that I do. I liked how it kind of broke up Never Gone because Never Gone was gut punch after gut punch in like the best way ever. Like it was a lot of deep, heavy, sorrowful tracks and like this little like burp, 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 burp. Song for some reason like did it for me, and I just felt it a bit more boppy and light amidst all these ballads. I didn't recognize any of the writers or producers on this track, but Nick's verse on this. How can I begin to tell you what you do to me every time I hear you? Nick's pre-chorus bridge on this, like final one. You've got me acting like a fool. I know I'm a Nick girl, I'm biased, but like this song shows off the voice, and I would be very happy to see it. But again, I understand that it's not for everybody.
That's what the 30 for 30 is for. Who knows? Maybe everyone loves Beautiful Woman and it's like the sleeper fan hit.
I don't think so. But the nick of it all in this one really got me.
I totally get it. I always thought of this song as more of like an AJ song because I think he's so prevalent in the chorus.
Yes,
maybe I know. My ear just like picks up on him.
Yeah, he definitely is. Oh God, I just could listen to it on repeat, but I realize I'm DeLulu.
So aren't we all, Mary? We're literally talking about our top 10 votes.
Well, yes. Would you walk home from Cancun if they played this?
Oh, of course not. But I'd probably go to the bathroom or like another drink.
Okay. So this isn't an angry departure, but it is a good bathroom. Okay. Perfect. Noted.
Everyone has those, but you'd be happy. So you'd stay and mosh while I would get us a refill.
Yes.
And then when one of my top 10 was there that you weren't that thrilled about, we'd switch places, you know?
Wait. Did I tell you about when I was at Nick's concert and I had some girl come up to me and be like, "You're the girl who fainted.
Shut
at
up.
At West Palm Beach.
Recognized you."
And then she was like, come over here. That's the girl who fainted. And I'm standing there like, was I some like circus act at West Palm? Like, I didn't even think anybody noticed.
I mean, Nick Carter noticed.
He did.
Yeah. He made like a what's going on face to Dawn and she made like a fainting.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, I told you this, but maybe you were still out of it. There was a commotion in the pit.
Sorry, you were talking about moshing, and I was like, I'm trying to like get ready to mosh again, you know, recharge my batteries. And it made me think of that, but I totally pivoted.
That is so funny. Oh my God, you're famous.
Oh, great. So what do you have next for me, Kels?
Okay, number six. I'd be surprised if this isn't on yours too.
Okay.
This isn't from any album that I have. It's from a movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you different? In parentheses, makes you beautiful.
What makes you different? Makes you beautiful to me.
Am I dumb or is this song also non-Spotify? Like, you have to like buy the Princess Diaries album to
get it. Yes.
So this song was on a special edition CD of Black and Blue, but I didn't have that version. So the first time I heard it was when I saw the Princess Diaries in theaters and the scream I scrumped when a new BSB song was unlocked. I saw the movie again just so I could hear it again.
Me too. I went the next day.
Wasn't it during like the closing credits?
No, it's when she's riding her scooter and her and Lily got like in a fight. She's like, ugh, like you're just want to be a princess. You care about are princess lessons.
But I'm pretty sure if you keep the credits rolling, like it plays.
Oh, like the full song, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. See, I didn't make it to that. So you're probably right. But in the movie, it's when they're in a fight.
Oh, frick. Lily was so annoying, but I loved her podcast name. She basically had a podcast back then. Public access was like podcasting.
Amazing.
Shut up and listen. I'm obsessed with that. So, Mary, did you have this on your list?
I did.
This is six for me.
So it's five for me. So very, very close. What makes this song even more incredibly special, besides the beautiful message encouraging you to embrace whatever is different about you, because that's what makes you gorgeous queen. But it was co-written by our sweet Howie D and Andreas Carlson. Like, tell me, could any song be more on brand for a Backstreet Boy nicknamed Sweet Howie D?
No.
And I just love that he gets a verse.
You got something so real. You touched me so deep.
See
material things don't matter to me.
His vocals are just like much more prominent in this song. Like, it's just so special through and through. This song would be like a warm hug for me. Like, hearing that live. Like,
yeah, and we've never seen it live. Like, it's never been.
They have done it in Black and Blue before. I've seen it on YouTube. They have performed it, but it's not like something that's like regularly in the set list.
Yeah, like why don't they have it in like any of their 18 tours?
Oh my God. I know. Just throw it in the mix. Jesus. And what about their blend? Like at that final verse when it goes up a key, it's like bum bum. Oh. And Brian,
what
maybe?
Makes you? Oh, Brian. Oh,
yeah.
Brian.
What makes you
the the blend is just chef's kiss, flawless.
Key change. I love the key change.
Yes, the key change at the end. See, we got another crossover. Amazing.
What was your number six, Mary?
Well, I think this is on your list. I would be surprised if it wasn't. Here's a lyric, because I'm supposed to be leading with the lyric. I gave myself away completely, but you just couldn't see me, though I was sleeping in your bed. Because someone else was in your mind, in your head.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is my number three.
Okay, I knew. I was like, if Kelsey doesn't have this, this is crazy. And it makes sense because, okay, first of all, this is a Max Martin, Rami Yacoub dream team combo. They never cease to amaze me with their range and their depth. You know, they go from boppy to rocky to devastating ballads like Siberia. But like, Kelsey, I want to hear your take because this is like a Brian song.
I know.
I associate this song with Brian. And I almost thought that he was a writer on this track for some reason. I was surprised to see that he wasn't because this is just such a Brian song. Talk to me about it.
That's why it's my number three, because it's a Brian song. In my notes, all I have is, with 100 M's.
She has no words.
I think this one speaks for itself.
Yes.
Only the best heartbreak anthem of all time. And again, I said, I just really hope that Brian's voice is okay, because I think he's quarterbacking this song. I'm with you. And if they don't pick this fucking song, then I'm taking my money and going to Siberia.
So this is one she's going to hit the streets for, understandably.
Streets of Cancun.
She will start a riot in Cancun.
I will hitchhike to Siberia if I have to.
Even in a Brian song, though, Kels, I can still find a Nick moment. How about that final chorus? He's like, I'm fading. Like, that is Nick. I live for that little ad lib.
So dramatic. Like, this was exactly drama. What my teen self needed when this album came out.
Oh my God. No kidding. Okay. So look at us. So many in common. So what is your number five?
Okay. From here on out. Oh, that's a lie. Except for Siberia. We're going oldies. Okay.
Oh. So
five. Millennium. I know that you asked me earlier and we were like, let's talk about it on the pod, what my favorite Backstreet Boys album is. It has to be Millennium. Start to back. There's nothing that I would change about it except maybe number five.
It's so funny that you say that, because when anyone asks me my favorite Backstreet Boys album, I say, well, besides Millennium, it's
yes,
X, Y, and Z. Never Gone, probably, but same. So what song did you pick?
I picked Back to Your Heart.
The words to say, the road to take, to find a way back to your heart.
I think I'll shit and cry at the same time if I hear them sing this live, because there's just such beautiful harmonies.
Oh,
and that's
so
really
beautiful.
My whole argument. It's just a beautiful song. And again, I think it's really Brian heavy, which is why I love it so much. You picked the Nick heavy. I picked the Brian.
Well, it only makes sense, right? Like,
also, it was written by Brian and Kevin, which I think is very cool.
I turn back time. Aisha gets a good part in this, too.
Way back to your heart.
Oh my God, the key change.
Oh yeah, at the end. Oh my God. No, this was definitely on my 30. It's like such a beautiful love song. Like, how do I find my way back to your heart? Like, how earnest and sweet and Y2K perfection is that song? Oh, it's going to be all ballads, I'm telling you.
I know. That's why we needed to like mix in some of the upbeat stuff, because there's just too many good ballads. Okay, what was your... Wait, so your number five was What Makes You Different, Makes You Beautiful.
Yes.
So what number are we on for you?
Four? So why don't you want to do your four?
Why don't you do your four?
Okay.
Switch it up.
I'll do my four. This one is not on yours. It may not even be on your 30. I give it more of a chance than My Beautiful Woman, but okay, I'm going to give you a lyric. you know it. If you could see these tears I'm crying, touch these hands that can't stop.
Can't stop shaking, feel my heart that's barely breathing.
If you could see
a different man. Baby, here I am. Correct. Wait, I honestly need to keep singing it to another. Bang on your front door, my pride's still on my hands, crawling back to you.
My pride's still on the floor. My hands and knees are bruised, and I'm crawling back to you.
Yes, from Never Gone. For some reason, I always associate crawling back to you with climbing the walls.
No, I can't.
They're both like meep songs. They both start with C. They're action verbs. They're crawling. They're climbing. And I've also seen a lot of chatter on Twitter ranking Climbing the Walls over Crawling Back to You. But I doth protest. This song is gut-wrenching. Like, this is one of these songs I have to, like, almost limit my exposure to because for some reason it, like, it hits me in the feels really hard. Like, my hands and knees are bruised and now I'm crawling back to you, begging for a second chance. Are you going to let me in? They really articulate their feelings to me very well in this song. And again, we get some Nick, like, crawlins, and I love it. But it's just a Never Gone fave of mine. What do you think?
No, it's so good. Who produced that one? Was that a Max Martin?
Literally no one I recognized.
Because Climbing the Walls is Max Martin, and I can tell when they say, now I'm climbing the walls because I miss
you.
Now I'm climbing the walls because I miss you.
Yes. You so weird.
Yes, I know. And again, those songs are like sister songs for me for some reason.
Oh, you're so right. I definitely noticed the verb thing too. I'm like, okay, wow, we're running, crawling,
we're
crying.
Busy. We're very upset.
We're busy. Such a good one, Mary. That one would be so good. That's definitely going in my top 30.
Oh, yay. Okay. I wasn't sure, but I'm so glad to hear that. So let me hear your three.
Okay. So I'm still on number
four.
My number four is Show 'Em What You're Made Of. This song is so powerful. Obviously, it summons the memories of that documentary about them, but it also summons the memory of their music video in which they all take their shirts off. So let's hope that they do this during the live performance also.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's going to love that. Sure. That's a good song. What do you like about this song?
I think it's powerful. We get the blend. It's a aspiring, hopeful song.
Yeah.
And I just feel like this was like a rallying cry to the boys. Like, I feel like this song came out at a time where boy bands were not cool, where they weren't old enough to be like nostalgic. They were just like C or D list celebrities. And I feel like this was a reminder to maybe to them and also to us as fans that like, holy shit, they're still amazing and we should still support them. I don't know. I see that song as like a battle cry of boy bands.
That's a really good way to look at it. And I know for sure AJ and Kevin wrote on it. I think they were, I'm totally probably like misremembering or quoting this, but they wanted it to be like for their kids, like something that they would inspire their kids or something. It was something like with a really nice meaning, which makes it even more special.
Yeah, you're right. It's AJ and Kevin. They wrote it.
Yeah. And that isn't my favorite album, definitely, but
No.
There's a couple songs.
In a World Like This is the album.
Yes,
in a
sorry.
World like this.
In a world like this, I've got you.
But that is like definitely a highlight on that album for sure.
It's a powerful one.
I love it. You surprised me.
I know. See, I surprised myself when I put this together, Mary.
I love it. I had so much fun doing this. I was like, so much turmoil. But okay, so is it time for my number three?
Well, your three, I think we already covered.
No, well, I did a tie.
One of them. You're right.
I did a tie.
Who's your other three?
So it works out. All right. Kelsey, I can't give a ton of lyrics because it's super easy to figure it out, but I wish I could find you just so you found me and I would never let you go.
Hold
Hold on. Just how you found me. Wait.
Do it again.
I wish I could find you just like you found me. And I would never let you go.
What the fuck song is this, though?
I still need.
Oh my God. Yo. I still care about you.
Yo. We get some yos from Max Martin and company, obviously.
And I still .. There is lifts in the name.
Very artsy. The third and final single from the criminally underrated 2005, Never Gone. And this was
Never Gone. I feel like that's your favorite album.
Besides Millennium. That's like always the qualifier I'll give. But like I think I like some of the non-singles on Never Gone more than some of the non-singles on Millennium, if that makes sense.
Oh, interesting. We're kind of the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. But this was their last single with our dear sweet Kevin Richardson prior to his hiatus from the group, aka what I refer to as the dark times. As I said, we hear some I Need Yos, and that's because it's a Max Martin song. While it isn't a standard Max Martin pop formulation, again, we get this kind of rock vibe from Max's roots in the song that I just love. A perfect marriage, I like to call it. And again, okay, the Nickerollies unite. That pre-chorus bridge. I try to fight it, can't deny it.
I've tried to fight it.
Yes, that Nick voice on that just gives me the shivers. What are your thoughts?
Oh my God, I love like that last chorus when Brian does like a little, I still feel you.
Yes.
Like I'm right beside you. Oh, shivers. That's a great one, Mary.
Would you be upset if it was on the 30 for 30?
Of course not. But okay. I really need Brian to get that note.
Well, I'm nervous, okay?
I think that's why. Okay, so during like Never Gone, Unbreakable, like those like sort of middle albums, I feel like it's so Brian and Nick heavy. I think AJ was going through a hard time, so he didn't have as many solos as he normally does. Obviously, Kevin was gone. Not that he usually has solos, but there was no dad to like balance it out. So I feel like it's so much Brian and so much Nick. And those songs I love so much, I don't want to hear them if they're not going to be like...
I know. I feel like he's either going to do it or they're going to like rework it. And
right. Which would be so cool. Like, I would love to see some rearrangements if he isn't able to, you know, sing those. Because like, why strain your voice, first of all? Like, don't hurt yourself.
Right. I feel like Howie could sing those just fine.
Howie, it's his time.
It's Howie's time. We need you.
Time.
It's always been his time. We love Howie. But so, yes, that was my number three. And then I realized I had left out Just Want You to Know. And I was like, ah. And so I did a little tie. So is it your three?
My three, we already did because my three was Siberia.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So we're down to our top two.
Okay. Number two for you. Let's hear it.
Okay. You're going to roll your eyes at me, but. My number two is I Want It That Way, No Goodbyes version.
I love it when I hear you say, I want it that way.
Whoa.
Because I Want It That Way is one of my least favorite Backstreet Boys songs.
Oh. Like,
it just is. I think I just get jealous of it because it gets all the glory when I think there are other songs more deserving to be like associated with Backstreet Boys. But this version of this song is like the rarest Pokemon, and I need to catch it. Feel me? Like, we've never heard this song live.
Literally.
And we need to hear it. No goodbyes.
No goodbyes. Ain't nothing but a party. Ain't nothing but a mistake.
What?
I literally played it for Brad when we were driving to Naples a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, why don't they sing this version? Like, it actually makes sense.
Dad.
I know. And I'm like, Well, that's a great question, but I don't know. It's just, it adds to the mystery of it, but I totally agree. When we listened to it for our Max Martin episode, that was the first time I had ever heard it. And I was like, damn, this is like catchy. Like, I liked it. Legend
of Backstreet Boys. Yeah. And like, how cool to be able to experience it. And like, do you really think that they're going to sing it perfectly and not fuck it up? Like, it would be funny.
They're going to fuck all of these songs up. It's going to be
literally relearn all the words.
It's like, I'm imagining them. Okay, assuming that this concert isn't rigged, which I think there is maybe a 30% chance that it is.
I think they have the set list decided. They're just trying to pick what are the top 10 most popular ones to add in. That's my opinion!
I am worried that it is rigged, and I think we should demand an audit if we get, like, quit playing games with my heart, or, like, I don't know. I just can imagine if this is truly like a fan selected set list and the boys get the printout of what that's going to be, and they're just going to be like, oh my God, like, just mad.
PSA to Backstreet Boys and whoever your management team is, we're going to compare notes. This fandom is organized. This fandom is communicative, and we will compare our votes. And if we sense any discrepancy, we will charge the stage. In a safe, loving, friendly way. That's not a threat. Literally, it's not.
Not a threat. I will charge the stage with my attorneys because we were promised something and we would be getting something that is not what we were promised.
We'll charge the stage with justice.
Yes. Yes, we will. If I'm not fainting, I'm charging the stage with justice.
Oh my God. Okay, I need to know, what was your number two?
Oh, God.
I'm so surprised that you didn't include this one. Am I Delulu for thinking that would be so cool to hear it?
I think it would be cool. I go back and forth on it.
I like it for the novelty of it. Like, yes. Not because I like the song.
No, trust me. I get where you're coming from. And it's like a whole new version of this song that actually computes. You're opening my mind to it a bit more. You are. Ooh. You are. Like, if they did that, I would be, like, totally fine with it.
Not walking home that night.
No. But my number two is not on your list, but it is a favorite of mine, and it should surprise no one that it's a Nick heavy song. I will give you a lyric, Kelsey. And all the fights and all the ways we almost made it, but we never did. And it's finally come to this.
And all the fights and all the ways we almost made it, but we never did.
I know this one.
It's, yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to wait another minute.
Put me out of my misery. I can read your mind, baby. You're not in it. And we're not where we used. No, you are not doing all this.
Yes.
Something that I already know.
I don't want to wait another minute. Put me out of my misery. I can read your mind, baby. You're not in it. And we're not where we used to be.
Yes.
Such a good one.
Oh, this song, I listen to it like every day. I don't know why. This is a Cara Diaguardi song, so it might make sense why I am partial to it. She just seems to get it. Nick's voice, like, no, you wouldn't. Like, he has the rasp on. He is definitely singing lead. It's perfect for his vocal range and area. And I love, again, the message of the song. You're like in that relationship where it's like, you know that it's not going well, but like your partner's like, oh, it's fine. Everything's great. We're fine. But like, you know, deep down that it's going to shit, and just like, don't lie to me. Let me go. But you're kind of stuck. And I really get that emotion from their voices, Nick's, the blend. I would die if they played this, but I don't think it'll make it. I really don't. So.
Really? I think it will. I love so many songs from Unbreakable.
Me too.
Everything but Mine almost made it on my list. I mean, it's going to be in my top 30 for sure.
Right. Okay.
Same with In Pieces, which I think is unpopular, but I just love how Brian goes, In Pieces.
Leave me here in pieces.
It's so fucking good.
It's such a good album. Like, I realized the affinity I have for that album and Never Gone making this list. So I was like, oh, wow.
This is a really good album.
It's really good album. This is like one of my favorite songs of all time.
You like the rock ones. So this album came out in 2007.
Yes.
And it's just so, I hate to say like of the times, but you're right. They were going through this transition mm-hmm. where, you know, the Kelly Clarkson type people who are more into like the rock pop were yeah. popping off. So they really transitioned their style to more of that style.
I don't even think that's very poppy because Unbreakable, they were like, no Max Martin. I mean, Cara DioGuardi dabbles in pop, but she does like a lot of like alternative pop. And yeah,
alternative pop is a good way yes, to describe it. Yeah.
Like Avril Lavigne type yes. pop. And I feel like this is like not really a pop song. Like a little bit. It has nodes of pop, but it's very heavily rock-handed. And they were experimenting with
Hilary yes. Duff.
Oh, yeah, they were experimenting with their sound, and I like how this experiment turned out. But Kelsey, we have the same song for number one. I'm willing to put my life on it.
I will bet my whole life on it. We say it at the same time.
Are we gonna sing it or say it?
No, we're gonna sing it in 3, 2, 1.
If you want it to be good, girl, get yourself a bad boy.
If you want it to be good, girl, get yourself a bad boy.
Okay, is this on like 90% of the fandom's top five for this concert? Like, it has to be, right? Like, they
only this is a joke, but I will hurt you if you don't vote for that song.
The boys owe us this song. They shouldn't fight it. And I'm going to be freaking pissed if they like are up there like rolling their eyes and like half at like I want freaking choreo to this song. I want like, huh, like I want moves in line huh. with lyrics. Na, 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 na. Yes. Like no bullshit. What do you think?
I'm with you. Yes, it's camp. Lean into the camp, you know? Don't half-ass it. So like, sorry to bring John Mayer into this, but when he performs Your Body is a Wonderland now, like it's a song that he's embarrassed by. He'll do the Jumbotron type thing where he'll show people in the audience just like vibing to the song. And it's like very lighthearted, but he still sings it well.
Yeah.
That's what I expect from BSB. Yes, they can be looking at each other and laughing and having a good time being like, haha, I can't believe that we're actually performing this song. But I'm with you. I expect some choreo. I expect some some hip thrust.
Yes.
90s. I want to see leather jackets.
Yes.
And those like wide, light wash black denim jeans with loafers that they used to wear in the early
days.
I want them to look like a bunch of greasers.
I don't know what it is about the song. It's written and produced by Mutt Lange, who's like Shania Twain's ex-husband. He's written for like AC/DC. He's a very accoladed individual. So it's got a great catchy kind of beat and sound. And like, I don't know. They were my bad boys growing up. I always wanted a bad boy, or so I thought at the age of 6. But like 17-year-old Nick Carter doing his like whiny kind of rough voice.
Like 13
in 96?
No, I don't know how old he was. When was he born? 80.
I thought he was 80 because he was 19 in 99.
Either way, he sounds like a 13-year-old.
It's just such a Nick heavy song. And I think like this song was the moment that it was like over for me.
Can I read you my favorite lyric?
Oh, yes, please.
If you like it innovative, better get someone creative, honey.
If you like it innovative, better get someone creative, honey.
And if you want it to be jamming, gotta get somebody slamming, baby. Who will?
And if you want it to be jamming, gotta get somebody slamming, baby. Oh, yeah.
And Brian doing the bridge. Yes. And if you wanna get it done.
And if you wanna get it done, babe, you gotta get the one who's got it going on.
But also, like, when AJ comes in, he's like, if you wanna make it last, gotta know just who to ask.
If you wanna make it last, gotta know just who to ask.
singing this in the car with my mother when I was 7 years old.
Make what last, Mom?
Like, I'm not a bad boy. Like, I literally envision, like, someone who takes, like, three candies when they go trick-or-treating from a bowl instead of one. Like, that was a bad boy.
I just, like, pictured a guy in a leather jacket. I was like, oh, he's a bad boy. But, like,
he rides a Vespa.
Yes. Nick at the end, it's like almost like Delulu. He's like, I'm your bad boy. I'm your bad boy. He just keeps saying it over and over. I'm your bad boy.
And when they're laughing in the beginning, yeah, I like this.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this.
I die. The whole stadium arena will collectively pass the fuck out. Like, I think we will hear a cheer equivalent to Eras Tour when this song starts playing. And I tell you, if this song does not play,
into Oakland. With weights.
Kelsey's going to the ocean with weights. I'm walking home to Florida that night. And that is proof that it's rigged. 100%. Without a doubt.
And this needs to be the finale.
I mean, I'd love if they opened and closed with it. But
right. Oh my God. We should just have it twice.
Yes. I mean, it's probably got enough votes, if it's not rigged, to be two times on the list. But I digress. And this was supposed to be, according to friend of the pod, Carolee Hannock's incredible Backstreet Boys 30th anniversary book, this was supposed to be their first single. If you can try to wrap your brain about, like, how you would have responded, like, seeing this at, you know, 6 or 7 years old and trying to process the imagery and the, like, a music video of this. But the boys hated it so much. They fought so freaking hard against it that we got Quit Playing Games With My Heart instead. But I just don't think we could have taken it, honestly, as a fandom.
We'd faint. But also, I'm glad they didn't, because maybe my mom would have been like, this is not appropriate.
You're,
like,
not allowed.
Right. So thank you, boys, for doing us a service.
Yes, but now we're just going to never let you
live it down.
Yes, exactly.
Never gone, never far.
Okay.
That is me to this song.
Literally. Also, something I love about it is it's 4.5 minutes long. Like, pop songs today are like 2 minutes and 10 seconds. This song is 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And I just miss when music was more substantive. I don't know, just a pet peeve of mine. But I have 2.5 honorable mentions. How many do you have?
I have 2. Tell me your first honorable mention.
Okay, this one was a new one for me that I discovered through the set list that was in the 1997 Europe-only release of Backstreet Boys, and that's 10,000 Promises. What about did you know that one before?
It's one of those songs to me that sounds so familiar.
Right.
But I can't say that, like, I know every single word to it.
Yeah. See, like, a lot of the girls that I follow on Twitter, they seem to, like, know all these songs, which I just don't know how you got that exposure. I wish I had that exposure. So I was, like, revisiting them when the list was released. And, like, you know, it's a Max Martin Dennis pop ballad. It's a beautiful song. And I feel like just from rumblings on social media, like, a lot of the fandom wants this song. And I do like it a lot. I just didn't grow up with it. So I feel like it would be really cool to hear their voices now on this song. And I think it would be beautiful to hear live.
I agree. And isn't that like an AJ heavy song?
I don't know.
I think it starts with AJ, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm with you. That's when they were in their very, like, R&B inspired era. It's a great song.
Obsessed. So that's my first one. What's your first one?
Okay, so my first honorable mention is from Black and Blue, because I can't get out of the year 2001. And it's a ballad written by Max Martin and Kevin Richardson.
Wait, don't tell me. Let me, okay, wait. I shouldn't even try, because my brain's fried. What is it?
It's True.
Oh.
I Need It.
It's true.
A Okay, I would just scream this into the ether for the rest of my life if I could, because I know it's a ballad, but it's one that, like, when I'm in a car alone, I'm like headbanging to it. And I just love that it was written by Kevin.
I know. It makes songs more special to me when I see that the boys have creative involvement.
Agree.
Okay, fair. That one I need to revisit, because when I was a kid, I would always skip it because I was like, it's too slow. It doesn't start off in a way that like catches my ear. But I've heard it since then, and it's actually a really beautiful, good song. And I just need to like re-immerse myself into it. You're right.
This is one of those songs where I like the verses more than the chorus. It's an apology. It's true. Like, this song is all about apologizing for something that this person did wrong. It's very Brian heavy.
Yes, that makes sense.
And when he's like, and I'm sorry for the things I did.
And I'm sorry for the things I did.
And I'm like, oh my God, I want to be mad at you so you can make it up to me later. Like, it's just one of those songs. Okay, tell me your next honorable menchie.
Okay, my second is Treat Me Right from Unbreakable.
So I say that you want me. All you ever do, girl, is push on my buttons. You always bring me down in public when nobody's around. You say that you love me.
Ooh.
Yes. So I just think the vocal arrangements here are just stellar. Their vocal interplay and that final pre-chorus bridge, they're like singing over each other, like different words, but it like makes sense.
You know what's wrong with you, Nicole.
I don't know, mind-boggling, genius, music-making, but it makes sense because it's co-written by JC and AJ and produced by JC. And sorry, I'm just being very presumptuous right here. We're talking about the JC Chazay from NSYNC. And I feel like just knowing that this collab went on kind of behind the scenes makes my little heart very happy and makes the song even more special. And I was just kind of reading about the song, and a lot of reviewers have consistently deemed this the standout track on Unbreakable. I don't know if I agree,
really?
But it's one of them. And my final point I have to make is that we get a Nick woo in this song at the very end. If you don't know, now you know. I love like little audibles in songs. Like Nick always does a good woo. Brittany does like her. You know, like those things give me life. And so in 2007, to get a freaking boy band woo just like sent me through the roof. What do you think of this song?
Just on that note, that's also why I love the answer to our life, because we get a chica. You see me sitting here, a smile upon my face. That's the stuff we don't get anymore.
Or like, and larger than life. There's so many little things like that. So that was just a little delight. But
I didn't know that this one was written by AJ.
Well, let me double check. Is it?
AJ and then JC Chazay.
Yes. So it's like
Joshua Scott has a writing credit on this one.
Writing and producer. Yes. So like knowing that they worked on that together, like I love that.
Oh my God. Wait. And one of the writers, his middle name is Otis.
Oh my God. Yes. My pug is everywhere.
I hear a little snort.
What is your second one?
Okay. So my second one is, hey, Mr. DJ, you playing my song for me.
Hey,
okay, this one is a song that I used to skip all the time.
Okay. But I love this song.
I've just grown to love it the older I get. And I know I'm really like burying myself in nostalgia here because most of my picks are from
Millennium, love it.
Black and Blue. But that to me is like when I envision myself in my bedroom, in my childhood home, you know, like those are the memories that I think so many of us chase when we go to these concerts. And
yes.
I remember like forcing myself to listen to it so I would like it more. like eating a food. Like, that's how I like olives now. I just force myself to eat. And now I really do like it.
I do too. It's a very AJ heavy song. It's like kind of dark and grimy. Like, I imagine this like dark, like dance hall or something. And
yes,
he's like, I keep on watching. I am hypnotized. Is that about your body? If it's very cohesive with that album, I think it's very good. I would not storm the Bastille if they played this song. I would not.
The city lives to see another day.
Lucky them.
Okay, close us out, Mary. What's your final?
Oh, my half. Mention? My final honorable mention, half honorable mention. If they're not going to open up with "If You Want It to Be Good Girl, Get Yourself a Bad Boy," I would love a throwback to their roots if they opened up with the Pony intro. Bring that beat back.
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it.
Whoa! And I don't think they ever sing that song. That's why it's a half. But they do this like sexualized AF dance routine. They go down on their knees. They do hip thrusts. It has that beat like, mwah. Womp, womp, womp. I'd see videos of them in Europe and the girls were just losing their freaking minds because how could they not? And just imagine if they opened with that countdown and then the Pony intro.
Mary, oh, I think we'd all faint in the sand. There'd be no one left to watch the show.
Do they have someone directed the show yet? Because we can make ourselves available.
Well, Mary, given the quality of the communication we've received so far, a.k.a. performance was misspelled and Brian Littrell's name was misspelled.
And McLean was misspelled.
They need to get spell check. So maybe they're just pouring all their resources into the production and not paying attention to the details. Let's hope that that's the case.
Well, I hope they listen to this first and then proceed and then circle back. But yeah, I don't know. We can only dream, right? But I mean, this was so much fun. I feel like there's so many other songs on that list we could talk about. Maybe when we get closer, we could do a different version of that list. The next 10, you know, get even deeper. Get even deeper.
Series.
Hey, don't threaten me with the Backstreet Boys series, okay? You know I am down, but it's our listener base, maybe. Maybe not.
Probably not. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us ramble for however many minutes this is going to end up being. We appreciate you guys so much. We've had like the best download days ever.
Yes.
Just like week over week. And we just want to say a sincere thank you for sharing our podcast, for listening to us, for subscribing. If you want to support us, please leave us a review and give us 5 stars.
And we'll
my shining star. That did not make the list because I do not like that song.
It definitely didn't make mine either.
You can make our top 10 if you leave us a positive review and we'll read it on the pod.
And we have merch. We have merch just around the corner.
Here's the deal on merch because we've been like breadcrumbing it. So the merch is live, but we are still awaiting our samples to make sure that the quality is what we want it to be because we're not going to hawk our wares, as Danny Pellegrino says, without making sure that it's something that we love and would wear all the time. But hopefully by the time this podcast is up, we have our product and we're really excited by it. And make sure you're following us at When They Popped Pod on Instagram so we can let you know when it's live. And we're also, because now that Halloween is over, it's basically the December holidays already, right? We're going to be putting together a really fun holiday gift guide in case you're shopping for anybody who, like us, has a Y2K obsession. So just make sure you're following us on Instagram. We'll be posting everything there. And thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, like